Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Hei, the last full blot in the second parak here of Yevamos. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we will finish the parak, but today we have daf Chaf Hei, and we are on Chav Dal and Amabes. Yesterday we had the Mishnah of Nitan, sugyas of Nitan. What are Nitan? The rumor cases. Somebody, there are rumors about a couple who have a certain type of a certain relationship before they have the legal relationship. The question is, would we allow them to then get married? So we are Mechalik. Between the case of Nitan al-Shifcha and Ovedes Kochavim, where we would allow them to stay married after they get married, unlike Nitan al-Ishis Ish, where Bezdin had a hand in their divorce, because there was such a substantiated rumor, and even if they would get married, we say, Yotzi, that they would have to get divorced. Then we got into discussions of Geirus, very important lines, for Halacha L'maisa discussions in terms of Geirus, if we know that the motivations might not be so pure, but because of those motivations, the people involved had a Kabbalah, so that's always tricky. That the Rabbanim and the Beis Din involved always have to make sure that there's a true Kabbalah's mitzvos when there is a Geirus. And we paskin, as the Gemara said yesterday, that even if there was not a true motivation, we would still accept them b'diyevet, as long as they have, right? Geirus requires the ingredients of Mila Tefillah and Artzoas Adam and Kabbalah's mitzvos. And as long as one had those, so then they would be accepted. Good. Then we got into the sheet of Rav. That's where we left off. Rav holds that our Mishnah is a case of Edim. Rav said one word about our Mishnah. The case that Nitan Alisha's Ish, where there's a rumor that a man was Mazana with a married woman, and then the married woman gets divorced, and then he tries this potential, maybe Boel, wants to marry marries the woman. So Beis Din would have them get divorced. So Rav says that's only if they were Edim. If there were Edim that testified that this Eshazish is Insa, so then that's a Nisadaraisa. Asalabal, Asalaboel, and that's why we would say that they have to get divorced. Rav Sheshah said Rav must have been sleeping when he said that, because the Brisa says otherwise. So we got out of the Brisa. So now we're up to another question on the Rav. About 12 lines up from the bottom, Meisvei. Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do we say that we would make him get divorced? If they got married, b'shein labanim, if she doesn't have any children from the first marriage. Remember this woman, this Eshazish, there are rumors, or Edim, that's what we're going to try to figure out. If there are no children from the first marriage, then we tell her to get divorced from the second marriage. Because what? Because then we're saying, oh, the rumors are substantiated, she was an Eshazish as Insa, and that's not hurting anybody else. Aval yesh labanim, but if she had children from the first marriage, lo teitzeh. Then we don't force them to get divorced. Why? Because forcing them would make people start talking about the children from the first marriage. Maybe they're not children from the first marriage. Maybe they're children from the Boel and not from the Baal. And maybe those children are Mamzerim. And because we don't know for sure, so then that's why we say that they don't, Beis Din won't force them to get divorced. It is an interesting halacha that sometimes we take into account how people will perceive the status of these individuals, right? We say that sometimes, like, chayshinan lalaz. Are we worried about what people are going to say about other people, right? Or kavod harishonim. Are we worried that if we do something now, that people are going to say about what happened 50 years ago, that it's going to be a problem? We had it even earlier in the Masechta. If we mandate chalitza or yibim in a certain case, in the cases of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then they'll say, oh, the earlier people who didn't do this, you know, there's something wrong with them. So here too, we're worried about the children of the first. So if it's a glot for sure, nothing to talk about case, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you have to let the chips fall wherever they fall. But here, the Brisa says, there's some flexibility. It depends if there were children for the first marriage or not. So now the Gemara says, v'imba'u eidei tuma, if, as Rav said, the Mishnah's talking about. So Mistama Rav says, that's what the Brisa is talking about. Rav always says you're only forced to get divorced if there were witnesses. So one second, if there were witnesses here too, in Bo Edi Tuma, afilu yishlo kama banim teitzei. If you know Vade for sure that she was an Eshazish Insa, doesn't matter how many children she had, she has to get divorced. She's also the Baal and also to the Boel. So before Shalacha, Daraisa. So that's our question on Rav. How could Rav say that our Mishnah's are talking about a case of Edim, because then in Mistami, the Brice is also about a case of Edim, and there it says that it depends if they were children or not. The Ritva adds that there is a little chiddush here, that even if they were Edim, the Edim might not know Beratzon or Baones. even if they know the znus took place, so they don't know if it was baratzon, which would answer her, or bonis, it wouldn't answer her. So the Ritva says, well, rov maisei znus are baratzon. And therefore, we could assume that it was baratzon, but it's not for sure, so there's still a chiddush involved. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has two answers. Either one case of changing our understanding of Rav Shita, and the other case is basically rehabilitating what we always thought. So, answer number one. Rav Muki Lamasisan Bishayesh Laban and Vayesh La'edim. Really, Rav is Moda, that even without Edim, we would be Motzi. Even if there were no Edim, Bezin might force, because there were Edim for sure, nothing to talk about. Even if there were no Edim, we might force her to get divorced. But Rav says the Mishnah is about a case. You know why the Mishnah says you have to get divorced? It's a case of Yesh Labanim and Yesh La'edim. But in a Chinami, Rav would say, no Edim and no children, also get divorced. That's what the Bryce is talking about. So that's Rav Shita. The Mishnah is Yesh Labanim, Yesh La'edim, and that's why we say Teitze, because there are Edim. Doesn't matter if there's Yesh or Ein Labanim. Even the Yesh Labanim, we would say Teitze. And the Bryce is a case of, as the Bryce has said, Ein Edim and Ein Banim, and that's where we would say to be motzi. Says the Gemara, Umayduchi de Rav Lukme Lamasnisan, Beyesh Laban and Beyesh Laedim. Why did Rav force himself into a corner and say that's what the Mishnah is talking about a case, where she had children for the first marriage, and there are witnesses of what she did? Znus. Vitaima deika Edim Mafkinan. And the reason is because there were Edim. Vileka Edim Lo Mafkinan. And if there wouldn't have been Edim, we wouldn't be force her to get divorced because she had children. Look, Ma, why don't you just say it like the Brisa? Why don't you just say it's the exact same case as the Brisa? There are no children and there are no Edim, and we still say to get divorced. Why doesn't Rav say that? So, Amar Rava, Masdisan Kishise, because the Mishnah is difficult in his eyes. Why? My Arya Detani Hotsi Uha. Why does it say they forced her? Right, they forced her, meaning plural, Bezdin. Lisni Hotziya, he divorced his wife. So Ella, it must be called, so Hotziya Uba Bezdin. Hotziya means Bezdin, he was forced. And Bezdin would only force, Uba Bezdin Be'edim Udamavki. And Bezdin would only force if there were witnesses for this Nus. And therefore, we say that it is, the case of the Mishnah is Yeshla Edim and Yeshla and Yeshla Ban. That's answer number one for how Rav understands. We're going to get to answer number two in a minute, but first, just to review, there's a Maharik. It's come up in the past. This Maharik is quoted in the Ramah, in the end of Evada Ezer. The Maharik asks, we know here, Eishizisha Zinsa. Zinsa Vadai for short, she's a Surah Labaila. Eishizisha Zinsa. We just said, Baratzon, Baones, the woman, Rachman al-Aslan, is raped, so then she's not a Surah Labaila, unless her husband is a Kohen. That's one of the more tragic cases, that even if a woman is raped, if she's Eishes Kohen, she has to get divorced. Eishes Yisrael does not have to get divorced. What about the Maharik talks about Omer Mutter? Omer Mutter, if a woman is Mizana willingly, but she says, I didn't know it was Usher. I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. I thought that just like a man can have more than one wife, a woman can have more than one husband, whatever it is. She came off a deserted island and she said, Omer Mutter. So is Omer Mutter Ones Hu? In other areas of Halacha, we have the concept also, Omer Mutter. The beginning of the second parak in Makos. Does Omer Mutter go to Gullus? Right? In cases of Ritzicha. So the Maharik says here it's going to be different than other cases in Halacha. Omer Mutter is going to be Asur Labaila. Why? Because the Mechayiv of Isur Labaila is the rebellious act against her husband, undermining the unique relationship she has with her husband. That's all that's needed for Issa Labayla. So even if she thought that was Mutter, it still constitutes a Maisa Mered. That's the Lashon in the Torah. Uma'ala bo ma'al. And that's enough for Issa Labayla. That Marik Shuva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Evan Ezer. Do you need Edim and Hasra? Right, so you're asking, how could there be a case of Omer Mutter if there was Edim and Hasra? Right, if she says, it's a good question. How is it? Maybe they didn't see the actual act. What if she comes to Bezdin herself and says it? Right, we know, that if somebody comes to court, that's the Sugyas and Ksubis, that she can ask herself. What if she says, I thought it was Mutter? Right, you gotta look at the exact case. I don't remember the exact case inside of the Maharik. That's the same truth of the Maharik, though, in the continuation, where he talks about, is there a Surah Labayla where a woman acts baratzon in a situation of ones? Like the Sugyas of Esther and Yael. Right, Esther Hamalka, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Kasher Avadzi Avadzi, she became Ne'eseres Al Baila when she acted willingly, and she went to save the Am Yisrael. Mashma, she didn't do it before, because before she was raped every time by Achashverosh. Then she's not Asura Labayla. And now she is Asura Labayla. But she's not really doing this willingly. Right? She's doing this to save the entire Jewish people. So, the question is, why did she become Asura Labayla? So that's one case. And the question is, what about Yoel Eishes Chever Akeni? We know the Medrash tells us, not Mefurish Psukim in Tanakh, but we darshan from Shiras Dvorah, we darshan that Yoel was Mizaneh with Sisera a number of times in order to tie her mouth, and then she gave him the warm milk, and then put the peg in his head. So, did she become Neseras Abayla? So, that's also what the that Maharik talks about. But again, it's not clear in the poskim. The Noda Behuda has a tshuva. We had a Daf Be'in share about this a couple of years ago. The Noda Behuda has a tshuva where there was a case where there was a whole group of Jews and there was a bandit, a pirate that caught them in the middle of the forest. And he was going to kill all of them. He was going to kill all of them. And one woman is able to seduce him and be mezana with her and in that way save the rest of the group. A, did she do the right thing? B, is she Asura Labayla? So this is very important discussions in terms of figuring out what is the mechayiv of Isura Labayla. And even if you say it's like what the Maharik says, it's the Maisa Mered. So what if she's acting? Do you look at the act itself or do you look at the situation? Right? The larger situation is Ones, even though the act is Ratzon. Very interesting discussions that we could have. Okay, let's continue though now with the second answer. Five lines from the bottom. V'ibayis Ema says the Gemara, maybe we have a different answer. Okay, what was the question? How could Rav say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of where there were eight and that she was Mizana, and that's why the Bezdin will force her to get divorced? What about in this Brisa? The Brisa, Lachar Rav also says that's talking about Eitim. The Brisa says, though, if she has children, she doesn't have to get divorced. Of course she has to get divorced. Eishas Ishizinsa. V'ibayis Ema. Ani Masisa Rebbe he. Maybe that price is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe's Shita is that she has to get divorced even based on rumors. You're right, Rav himself holds that you need Edom for it to be a Motzi. And that's why he says the Mishnah's talking about Edom. But what about this price that seems to say that if Ain Lo Banim, then Bezin would make her get divorced even without Edom? That's Rav Shita, that even based on kol. D'tanya, Rebbe, D'tanya, Rochel Yotze v'ishta chogeres besinar. If a man walks into his house and sees the peddler walking out and the woman's like putting on her undergarments, so he knows what just happened. Amar Rebbe, holo muchur hadavar, because it's a disgusting thing, right? Even though there was no vaday re'iya, muchur hadavar teitze. Still she goes out and she has to get divorced. Or other cases, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. In Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, we'll see. Rok lamala min hakila. If there's a canopy bed. The Shulchan Aruch there somewhere? Right? Rok lamala min hakila. There's a canopy bed and there is saliva that is seen on the bottom part of the top of the canopy, Rok Lamala Menakila, Amar Rebbe, Holu Muchur Hadavar Teitse. Same thing. We think that the couple was lying down in the bed, and the saliva somehow, from in the middle of the act, got on top of the bottom part of the top of the canopy. So again, Teitse, all of these are circumstantial evidence that there was a Maises Nus. So Rebbe says in all those cases, it's enough to be Teitze. Or, continuing, Min Alim Hafuchim Tachas Hamita. If there are upside down shoes under the bed, what does that mean, upside down shoes under the bed? Machlokas, Rashi has two days here. Does this mean that, well, maybe it's the man's shoes, and he had, it's pretty clear, if you see shoes, then you can really identify them if they're straight up. But if they're upside down, you might miss them. So, he walked in, and the guy must have run out without his shoes, and he left them upside down. So clearly he was going to try to cover something up. A. Or, the other Pshat Rashi says in Min Olam Hafuchim, is that he has a place under the bed for his shoes, and his wife has a place for her shoes. And for some reason, his wife's shoes is in his spot. So the Boel must have put his shoes into her spot, so she put her shoes into his spot. So either way, that's there's a clear cut proof that something happened here. Minalam afukat dachas amita amar Rebbe ho alu mechur hadavar teitse. So in all these cases, we say that she has to get divorced. Minalam afukim lechzi demaninu. One second. Minalam afukim. That's what Rashi says. He likes the first shot that I said because of this following question. Why don't you just go see whose shoes they are? What do you mean they're upside down? If they're his shoes, that's something like happened. If they're her shoes, so Ella makom min alim hafuchim. Maybe you just see like the evidence, the makom, the place where the shoes had been. You see there was a dirt floor, and you see the spot where the shoes had been. So you don't know for sure. You just see the footprints. So you know something was going on, but you don't know for sure. Okay. Either way, that is Rebbe Shita, and that's who the Brisa follows. Says the Gemara, v'hilchaz hakavasi d'Rav, v'hilchaz hakavasi d'Rebbe. And we pass him like Rav, and we pass him like Rebbe. That's a little difficult. Kashi hilchaz, how do we do that? Rav says you need edim for divorce, to force her to get divorced. Rebbe says, all you need is the kol, all you need is the circumstantial evidence. Kashi hilchaz hilchaz. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, kan bakala de pasik, kan bakala de lo pasik. It depends if there is a kol, if their rumor stops, or if it's an unending rumor, it continues for a while. So, kala de lo pasik, if there's a kala that doesn't stop, it's a rumor that keeps going. Veleka edim, and there are no edim there, but the rumor keeps going and going, so they will go like Rebbe. You don't need edim there. If the kol keeps going, so we'll, even if there are no edim there, then we will hold like Rebbe that there's divorce even in that case. Kala de pasik. But if the kol is pasik, meaning it was a rumor for a little bit, but then it stopped, ve'ika edim, then you only would divorce with edim, and that's karav, that's like Rav's opinion. Period. Let's continue a little more. V'kala de lo pasik ad kama, so if it's a kala de lo pasik, how long does it have to be going? Right, it's forever. It's been going on for a year. Amar Abaya, no, Amar Liyem. Abaya says, as we know, Abaya's mother died very young. He was an orphan, and that's why he always quotes his mother, but it's really the woman who took care of him. Right? Abaya, some suggest, stands for the Pasuk in Navi, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. In you, orphans find compassion and comfort, and that's Abaya. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. The other pshat is Av Hashem. And either way, possibly Rabba Bar Nachmani, Abaya's friend, gave him this name. This is according to some Rishonim. Rabba Bar Nachmani didn't want to call Abaya by his real name, which was Nachmani, because that was his father's name. Imagine having a friend over, and you call your friend's name, and really that's your father's name. It's not so kavodik to do that. That's why he gave him a nickname. There's even halachas about that in Shulchan Aruch. You know, let's keep it out of aim. Are you allowed to? If I have a friend that has my father's name, right? My father's name is Meir. So if I have my friend over, Meir, am I allowed to call my friend's name if my father's also in the room? What about my Rebbe? Same kind of halachas. Am I allowed to call the name if my friend is there? So the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between unusual names and more common names. More common names, don't worry about. Because there's a lot of common names like that. That's not clear that you're calling. If it's like an uncommon name, I don't know, Zvulun is not such a common name. There are some Zvulins out there. But, right, some uncommon names, some of the Shvatim are more common than the others. Right, Suri Shaddai. Right, some of the Nesiim. So there, it's more of an issue. That if that's my father's name and that's my friend's name. So maybe Nachmani wasn't so common. But in any case, that's possibly why Rabbi Bar Nachmani gave Abaya the nickname of Abaya. So Abaya quotes his nursemaid, Amrali Aim, do me demasa the rumors of a city, Yomo Upalga. A day and a half. If you go a day and a half straight with people talking about this, not such a long time, but the day and a half, so then that's called a kala delo pasik. Velo amrino delo pasik beni beni, and this is only if it went straight for the day and a half. Didn't stop in the middle and start again. Avo pasik beni beni, a pasik. But if it stopped in the middle, so then that's not called a straight rumor without a stoppage, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh for it. Below Amron Elo Delo Pasik Machbaz Yira, and this is only if it didn't stop because of Yira. People were scared. Avapachbaz Machbaz Yira. But if it should have continued, but people stopped talking about it because they were scared of the people involved, then Machbaz Yira, then it only stopped Machbaz Yira, but it still should be called a Kala Delo Pasik, as if it didn't stop. Last line, Velo Amron Elo Deleka Oivim. And this is also only if you don't know in the neighborhood of any people who would want to start evil rumors about them. Aval ika oivim, but if there are people out there that maybe that's why they started the rumors, oivim huta afkila lakala. So you don't have to trust it because, you know, this guy just got into an argument with somebody and the other person is trying to start rumors about them. And therefore, you don't trust the rumors. If you look in the Sharm Siyana Balacha here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, a sone, which the Gemara describes elsewhere as somebody who didn't talk to you for 3 days, that's a sone is kosher to be made against you or for you. You just can't be a judge. Right? So is this worse than testifying? Yes, Hashem Sinai Balacha. A rumor started. That's even less. We assume that they'd even go into the, you could even trust them for Eidus. And the Sma explains, the Dafka Ladun Paslasone, we should the Sina noted Daito Visvarashal Lechiev, Avalinian Eidus, Lochashdin on Leisha Yafo Khadabra Lomashekar Mamish. So he asked Hashem Sinai Balacha, and how does that relate to our Gemara? That is Sony, we would trust them for ages, but we wouldn't trust them for rumors. So maybe you could say, and they're not going to go to the trouble of testimony going through with Grisha Vechakira and lying under oath. So maybe that's where they wouldn't go as far. But a Stama rumor to like just say some Stam Lashon Hara about somebody, that anybody would do. Anybody would do. V'nira d'yish l'chalik bin inyan edus bebezdin l'inyan kol. D'lahar bebezdin lo yomar sheker mamish. D'choshish l'drisha v'chakira. Avalahotzi kosh lo bebezdin chashin asone. Right, that's what he says. That's what we have to be careful about it. Then he goes into the problem, the practical problem of does it, everybody in life has people they don't like them fully, right? Who's perfect? Who does everybody like? The Gemara even says in one place that if everybody loves the rabbi, you know something's wrong. You must not be giving them enough mussar, right? So that's the so everybody has some people that they might step on their toes. It's a thought I've said in the past. Very strong, insightful thought. You gotta know how to use it. That the Gemara says in two places that we know there were four people that never sinned. Four people. Yishai, Binyamin, Amram, and Kilov. Four people. Gemara of Basra told us, and Gemara and Shabbos. What do those four have in common? All four of those people were not the Gadol Hador. Meaning, they weren't the one who made a difference in Jewish history, but they were right next to the one who made the difference in Jewish history. They were great people, obviously, they never sinned. But they were right next to the one of that generation who made the difference. Binyamin and Yosef. Kilov was the brother of Shlomo. Yishai and David. Amram and Moshe. So what's the message? What's the message? It says in Koheles, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. Nobody's perfect, but Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. Heard once, so that the emphasis is ba'aretz. If somebody is away and not doesn't get involved in life and get involved in trying to help people out and trying to make a difference in the world, then you can be perfect. But you know what? You're not going to make that difference. But if somebody is out there and trying to do their best and acting l'shem shamayim and osek b'tzarchei tzibur, so nobody's perfect. Sometimes we might step on somebody's toes unintentionally. Sometimes, but you're a tzaddik and it's ba'aretz. In tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. So that's the combination, that's the measure of these four. So why am I bringing that in here? Everybody, even the greatest Gadol Hador people, they're even Moshe Rabbeinu people, spoke behind his back. Right? So it's a little difficult to know about, oh, if there are Oivim, so then no rumors. Everybody has. He just doesn't really answer. He says, maybe there are different levels, but he just makes that Ha'ara. V'tzarech bir, ha'arei l'kol adam yish Oivim. V'afilu avoseinu avar misak v'yakov. Ula Moshe Rabbeinu v'davar ha'melech ha'ilo Oivim. Right, so it's a little difficult to know how to put into practice that issue. But again, getting back to our discussion, if there are Edim summarizing, if there are Edim, that there was a Maisos Nos, nothing to talk about. If there were no Edim, so then it's a rumor. So then there are different factors, Bezdin has to take into account. Let's say everybody's talking about a certain relationship. Let's say we had a centralized Bezdin, which had authority to force people to get divorced. If everybody on the street is talking about that this woman was Mizana, so when would they force him to get divorced? If there are children, so then they would be less, ready to force the divorce, because then there's chash. Let's say there are no children. How substantiated is the rumor? How long has it gone on for? Very halakha l'maisa, important cases. Good. We continue now. Oh, just one other point, and that is, in terms of circumstantial evidence, generally we say, like here, Bezin could act. But in other cases, if there's just circumstantial evidence, Bezin would not act. Let's say there's circumstantial evidence that somebody ate treif. They're not going to give him malchus. right? If there's circumstantial evidence, there's that anything happened. Generally, that's not enough. As you asked before, two witnesses, hasra, that's what's needed. There's only one area, generally, of halacha that we find clearly in the Mishnayos, that even circumstantial evidence, Bezin would act based upon it. Not fully, and that's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That if there is circumstantial evidence for murderers, we know this guy's a murderer, but we haven't been able to have two witnesses in Asra, which is almost impossible, right? So what do we do? So the Mishnah says at the end of Sanhedrin, towards the end, two-thirds of the way in, that is, we put him into a kippah. We put him into jail, and we feed him a certain type of barley, and the Mishnah describe that if he's guilty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. But that's the only time, and the Rambam explains, because Ritzicha is different. Ritzicha, murderers are the undermining the fabric of society. We have to get them off the streets. And therefore, even if there weren't two witnesses, if we know this guy's a murderer, Halacha has a way to get him off the street. Other areas, even of, Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, there's also a little more flexibility in terms of Mesis. But most other areas of halacha, we would not act. Bezin would not act based on circumstantial evidence. Maybe by Ritzicha, maybe here by Gilui Arayos in certain cases, because they're living in sin every day, but not too many other cases. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah tells us in Gittin, Hamotzi Azishto, Mishum Shemra. Let's say somebody divorces his wife because of Shemra. Because he heard that something was going on. He didn't know for sure. But he heard something was going on with her. So he divorces her. So says the Mishnah there, we're nervous. What happens if he divorces his wife, Mishum Shemra, and then this woman goes and gets married to somebody else, and 2 years later, the first husband is like, you know what? I only divorced because of that. But you know what? Now I'm not convinced. Now I'm not convinced that my former wife did anything, and therefore, you know what? If I would have realized this now, I would never have divorced her. And therefore, now it comes out that the original get wasn't a get, and this woman who got remarried, she's in trouble now with her new children. So the Rabbana made a takana. You divorce your wife because of Motzi Shemra, you're never allowed to marry her again. Lo yachsir. Right, it's the takana to Rabbanan. You can never marry her again. So therefore, you better be sure before you divorce her that this is really what you want. Mishum neder. Or, similar case, I divorced my wife because she has nedarim on her. So they say, you could be mater neder. You could get the taras nedarim. And if you aren't, then realize that you're never going to be able to take her back. You can't say in 3 years from now, oh, if I would have known that I'd be mater neder, I would never have divorced her. No, lo yachsir. That's the takana drabanan. In these cases, we don't want you to be able to use a condition to undermine the original get. Sholach le Rabba Bar Huna, le Rabba Bar Nachman, Yilam Deina Rabbeinu, Kanas Moshe Yotzi. What if he married her anyway? He divorced her, Mitzum Shemra, and then he took her back. Would we force them? They violated Nisadura Banan. Would we force them to get divorced? Amar le Tanina. Well, look in our Mishnah. Hanitan Aleshazish, Vhotsiya Mitachas Yado, Avisha Kanas Yotzi. So you see there, in both cases, they violated a case of where the Rabbanan said that they should not get married, and they see you see there that Yotzi is so too here. So Gemara says, Amar lemi dami, hasim hotzi uha. 1 second, over there, this is a daraisa. Right, is it there? Like Rav said, it's talking about Edim, right, hotzi uha. They, if Bezdin, forced the original people to get married, to get divorced, so that's where they have to give it teeth and say if she tried to get remarried again, they'll get divorced again. Vahacha hotzia, here he divorced his wife. So you're right, Bezdin told him, don't get remarried. But maybe there's more lahakel there, and we will not say yotzi. Says the Gemara, Barabba bar Rav Nachman, Masizanami hotzi uhat hotzi atnan. No, what do you mean? His version of our Mishnah also has hotzia. Both. Meaning it's a case where you see divorced. It wasn't that Bezdin forced. Meaning it's not a case of Daraisa where there was Vaday Edim. So what's the difference? And therefore, our Mishnah must be a Raya, must be a good model, and therefore in our case too. The Mishnah in Gittin will say, if they get remarried, then we would say, they have to get divorced. The Gemara says, Akademi Dami, no, maybe not. How can you compare the cases? Hacha Baal, the Hasam Boel. Over here, we're talking about the husband remarrying his wife. Maybe that's different than a potential Boel that we assume might have had a relationship with her. There's an Isser LeBoel. So the Gemara says, Amar le, shaper dummy, ahadadi. No, still, we can compare them. Hacha, Amar Rabbana lo yichnos, vim kanas yotzi. Hacha nami, Amar Rabbana lo yachs, vim kanas yotzi. No, still, in both, so are Baal and Boal. In both cases, the Rabbana advised not to get remarried. He violated, so we would say that, you know, you have to get divorced. And the Gemara at the end says, really, you cannot compare the cases. So we end up not having a right from our Mishnah. Why? What's the ultimate difference? Velohi. Hasam alume alme lakala. In our Mishnah, when he would marry the woman who potentially was mezana with him earlier, he is now strengthening that rumor. We were talking about it, and now that he's married, everybody's going to say, you know what? It's true. It's true what happened. Look at it. And that's terrible. And therefore, there we would force the divorce. But hacha, what's going on here? He divorced his wife called the Mosi Shemra, and now he's taking his wife back? So what are people going to say? It must be nothing happened before. So there it's better. Hacha amrinan kimbe bakala valesa. It must be kimle bakala. That he realized that there was no substantive truth to the rumors, and therefore that's why he would be able to remarry her. And that's why we would say they could stay married. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, the second to last Mishnah here, third to last Mishnah in the Perek. So again, as we see here, these aren't purely Yevamis Mishnayis. It's a lot in Yevamis that is not purely Yevamis. We mentioned the whole second half of Yevamis is a totally different world. Totally different world from Haisha Rabba, right, in terms of Aguna and Ashes Ish issues, right? You couldn't move after 9/11 without a Mesechus Yevamis, right? With all the poskim discussed and all the tragic cases of Aguna, right? It's all Yevamis cases. So here we go though. How many of you get me with this Ayam? So, get into and get in Shiloh. Somebody brings a get from Medina Sayam, but Amr b'fani nachtam b'fani nachtam. As you know, the first sugi in Masechus Gittin. You bring a get from Medina Sayam, from Chutz La'aretz. We want to make sure that it was done properly. So the shliach has to say, in front of me it was written, and in front of me it was signed. B'fani nachtam b'fani nachtam. Two reasons. Given there, the first four or five blot in Gittin, talk about this. Is it, why do you need it? The Edom signed it. Maybe because ein b'kiyim b'lishma and chutz la'aretz are not b'kiyim, and what it means for lishma ein mitsuyin l'kaimo, you want to have kiyim shtaros. Okay, Rashi here alludes to that gemara. So the question is, what does this mishnah have to do with our perek? This perek is about shady type of marriages. So the previous mishnah we just had one case. So now we have another case. The shliach comes and says this woman's divorced. Is he allowed to marry this woman? He's the one that says, b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav, nechtam, says the Mishnah, lo yises ishto. He cannot marry this woman. Because maybe he's making up the whole story in order to marry her. So lo yises ishto, we don't allow it. Mace, what if he says, the husband died. Haragtiv, if he says, I killed the husband. Haragnu, we killed the husband. Lo yises ishto. In that case, he also cannot marry this woman. What, the shliach, or the witness, the person coming, right? The second case is not a shliach anymore. Just somebody comes to court and says, so-and-so, Rivka, get remarried. You know why? Because I saw her, I killed her husband. Right? So in that case, lo yizisho, he cannot marry his, the wife. Clearly though, if he says he can marry the wife, mashba, that other people can. Right? Rashi says in the second medium line, Hoel ba'ale do so he nisays, because we're marrying, she's getting married based on his testimony, igalazis fasayin, shema'inam nasan bava'e checker. Maybe he's making up the whole story, because he wants to marry her. Avo la'acher tinasay. But he can marry somebody else, tisha nisays be'edecha, as we'll learn later on. A woman can get remarried based on one aid. So here, right, the aid says that he's dead, he is dead, so therefore he could get remarried based on that. Well, acher yisa. What's the potential problem of, Agrashi already answered the question, why we wouldn't allow this guy to marry? Because Lazarus was signed, because it was based on his testimony, and we wouldn't allow it. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis here is another different formulation. And Yonah Diyoma. The Rambam says, the Pirush Mishnayis, you know why we're not going to allow him? Because if we would allow him, then maybe people are going to go to kill, they're going to murder in order to get married to this woman. They're going to want to marry this woman, therefore they're going to kill in order to get remarried. We're choshesh, that's what the Rambam says right here. Rambam's line in the Pirush Mishnayis. I'll read it to you. Amazing. The Rambam says, here in the Pirush Mishnah, that's the worry in this case. That's why we wouldn't allow him to marry this woman. Because, find the line, Gzeira shekol mishe Yachshok Eishes Ish Yehareg Yarog Bailav Yisena. What did that remind you of? This week's Parsha. Avram Avinu goes to Mitzrayim. And what is he worried about? Say you're my sister, because if not, they're going to kill me in order to marry you. And all the Mefarshim say, what kind of people are we talking about here? They're very nervous about Gili Arayas, but they're not worried about Shvichas Damim. It's exactly what the Rambam says the case is here. The guy's going to be very nervous about Gili Arayas, but he's not going to be worried about, not going to be nervous about murder. So the Mefarshim will give all different answers. Murder is a one-time thing. Right? Gili Arayas is every single day they're going to be living in sin. So they have some morals. Right, they'll kill you, but they wouldn't live with your wife over and over again. But that's exactly what the case is here, according to the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, why we wouldn't allow him to marry this woman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Vayter in the Mishnah, Harak Devotinase Ishto. If he says, I killed this woman, Lotinase Ishto, then he cannot marry her, Haragnu Tinase Ishto. But if he says it in the plural, we killed him, then even he can marry this woman. We'll have to see why that is in the Gemara. Okay? Each of these cases, as we'll see, has a lot to talk about. Taima, back to the Gemara. Taima, de Medinas Hayam. Why do we say that this Shliach that comes and says, Befani Nachlam, Befani Nachlam, cannot marry this woman? Because he's the one, we're relying on her. Da'alei Samchinon, we're relying on him. Avol Me'eretz Yisrael, Da'lav Aleha Kesamchinon, Yisez Ishto. But let's say if he comes to marry Yisrael, as we know, the Gemara discusses there, that he does not have to say Befani Nachlam, Befani Nachlam. He brings the get, and he says, here it is. He doesn't have to say a word. So there, Mashva, he would be able to marry the woman. Why? V'hameis Dalab aleka samchinan. But what do you mean? What if a person says and says so and so died? Da amar mar. And we say else later on. Isha daika uminsava. What about if she says the husband, if there's one aid? And we say by one aid, the woman's allowed to get remarried because the woman is medayik. She does all the research before she would get remarried. She doesn't want to run into mamzerus issues. Vikatani lo yises achoso. And it says that, lo yises ishto. It says that he cannot marry the wife. But one second. So why is it that in a case, mashma from the first line of the Mishnah, that if we're not relying on him, then even he can marry this woman? So like in a case where he brings the get from Eretz Yisrael, so why in the Seifa, where we're not relying on him? Because if he says the man died, we're not really relying on him. It's the woman who does the research, Isha Daiko Minsava, but we would not allow him to marry this woman. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, there's still a big difference. Hasam leka ksava. Hacha ika ksava. Over here, there's a get. The get talks. The get says, there's a huge sugi in Gittin. It's about shtaris in general. When you have a shtar that says, Ruvin Oshimon $100, and there were eight of them signing on it, how do you know it's not a forgery? How do you know anything is true? So there's a special Chiddush HaTorah called shtar. And when you have a shtar in front of you, the shtar talks. The shtar says, I'm kosher. The shtar says, I'm not paid up yet. The shtar says, my Adam are telling the truth. So that's what's going on here. The get talks. So that's why that we're not relying on him. But in the case of Mitsa, even though Isha Daiku Minsava, he is still more involved because there's no chefsa here. There's no get here. Hachaika ksava, ditznan, as the Mishnah says, mami get lemisa shaksav mochiach. So you can't compare the cases. Even though both of them, we're not totally relying on him, but still, we're somewhat more relying on him in the Misa case. Even though the woman only gets remarried in a case where she knows for sure, but his testimony is still involved. Mashenkin, in the case where he just brings a get, he's just the Hechi Timsi to show you where the get is. But it's the get itself that is working by itself.
So why not? In the get case, is he not allowed to marry her?
But in the get case, he's allowed to marry her unless he says Fanenachtam. That was a special takana drabanan. Because by gittin from Chutz La'aretz, where you need a lishma by a get, we weren't sure. We know that people weren't bakiyim in lishma. So that's why the special takana that get is not powerful without what he says. So in that case, he has to. We're really relying on it. Okay. Vaiter meisaraktiv aragnu lo yisas ishto. In the case where he says, he died, I killed him, we killed him, he can't marry the wife. Hu niyu de lo yisas ishto. Ha de la acher tinase. But she can marry someone else, because we do believe him. If he says, I killed him, we do believe him. Says the Gemara, really? Bomber of Yosef, Shas topics. Bomber of Yosef, here we go. Ploni rav ani laonsi. A man comes to court and says, so and so sodomized me. So and so, forced me. So, huva acher mistarfen lahargo. Tanakama holds that he is believed. he and one other person, if there was an aide, they two could team up to kill the attacker, to kill the perpetrator. Huva achem and sarfan lahargo. Says the Gemara, learned Sony, but if he says, I did it willingly, so then he's not believed for anything. Rashu, then halachically he's a Rasha. He's saying that he did something wrong. Question mark. So what do you see from there? If somebody says, I did something wrong, then we throw his testimony out of court. So why here should we believe him when he says, I killed so-and-so? Just throw him out. What's the difference? V'chi tema. The Aruch Lanier here discusses, why don't you believe him with a mika? We could have said it was ones. So you got to look at that Aruch Lanier that he says, even with a mika, the Lamaisa, he's saying he's a Rasha. So mika only works if you don't declare yourself a status. Interesting, Aruch Lanier. And if you want to say, well, Eidus Isha is different, because the Rabbanon were make of Eidus Isha, V'yam Rabbi Menashe. Rabbi Menashe says, Gazlon did divrehem, Karshal Eidus Isha. If somebody is only a Gazlon de Rabbanon, then we would use him for Eidus Isha. Like the Mishnah describes in Sanhedrin, if somebody's a gambler, if some Mafrichayonim, Sachi Bekuvya, all those cases in Sanhedrin, who are Psule de Rabbanon, they are kosher for Eidus Isha. Gazlon de Divre Torah, but if you're a Gazlon de Raisa, then you're possible Eidus Isha. They don't have any coolest. So a murderer is possible! That's at least a possible de Raisa. So, ask the Gemara, what is the, why is it that we would trust him at all? So, Neima, says the Gemara, Rav Menashe to Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Well, maybe Rav Menashe is like Rabbi Yehuda, the safe of the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda held in the Mishnah that we never allow it. We never allow it, right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Even if he says, I killed Lo Tinase Ishto. Right? So maybe Rav Menashe is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Lecha Rav Menashe, Anad Amar Filu Rabbanan. Even though by Eidus Isha over there, by the case of Gazlan, I am Machmir, but I could hold like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. And what's the Chilek? V'taymed the Rabbanan hacha ki de Rava. You know why the Rabbanan in our Mishnah say he is believed? De Amar Rava. Because Rava argues on the Tanakam on Rav Yosef. What does he say? Adam Karva Yisal Asmo Ve'ina the Mesem Asmo Rasha. Boom! Right? What does that mean? A person is related to himself? And he cannot self-incriminate himself. What does that mean for our purposes? The sugya of palginon dibura. Rava says, if somebody says something, and half of it's incriminating himself, and half of it's incriminating his friend, we're allowed to split it. We say, what you say about yourself, we don't believe you. And we say about your friend, we do believe you. So therefore, even if somebody comes to court, says Rava, and says, I did it willingly, we delete the word alert Sony, and we just believe him about so-and-so sodomized. And therefore, that's what we're allowed to believe. And that's what Rabbi Menashe says. I could all like Rav in our Mishnah. We could believe him that so-and-so was killed, but we don't believe him that he did it. We believe that he did it. The sugya of Palginon Dibura. Obviously, this is a huge. There are like three different topics here that are Eino the Mesa Masma Rasha, Palginon Dibura, Eidus. Again, all of these are huge topics, which let's just try to mention two minutes about each one. And then again, I'll try to fit in some dafiin shiurim about these topics. First of all, the Ritva. The Ritva here has a crucial line. The Ritva says, we know there's a principle of nimsa echad karva pasle dusin batela. If somebody in the group has a problem, then we throw the whole group out. Nimsa echad karva pasle dusin batela. So here, isn't he part of the group and there's a problem with him? At least half of his testimony we're throwing out. So he and another person. So how do you ever have the principle here, Palginon Dibura? But what do you mean, half of what he says we're not going to listen to? So why don't you say, Nimsa Echad, Karav Apostle, Eidusan Betela, says the Ritva, Yisod Gadol. When do we say that principle? When there's Apostle Aid. But what is this Gemara saying about yourself? You are not an aid. That is a sugya here, and in the first parak in Makos, when there's a big difference between an aid Apostle and someone who doesn't have a shame aid. There's a tumim that all the achronim like to quote. The tumim say, Chere shota katan eved isha akum. Those six people, they're not pasul edim, they're not edim. And therefore the principle of nisa echad karva pasul wouldn't apply to them. If a woman comes to court with three men, and they all come and testify, we're going to throw out the men because the woman is here in the group, because the woman is an aid pasul? No! A woman is not an aid. And therefore, the principle wouldn't apply. She doesn't get off the ground. You have to be in the parsha of Eidus in order to then ruin the kat. And Nimsa Echad Karva Pasul wouldn't apply if you don't have a shame aid. That's the Ritva right here. The person himself, does not have a shame aid, and therefore he won't ruin the group, right? He's a baldavar. It's based on the Gemara in Makas Davav. A baldavar, a victim, doesn't have. The Gemara there in Makas asks, why don't you say the victim, whenever Reuven kills Shimon? So Shimon witnessed the murder, so why don't you say that the baldavar, he ruins it, Nimzach HaKarav Apostle. The Gemara says, no, but Bekami Davar Kasim Adaber. Meaning, as the Rishonim there say, the Ravid says there, no, he's not a puzzle aid. He is not an aid. He's a baldavar. Baldavar is not even an aid at all. That's one. Aid on the Mesa Masa Rasha is also a huge topic. Maybe we'll talk about that by the beginning of tomorrow's shir. There is an important one other point, and that is discussion here in the Rif. The Rif says, and the Rashbi here points out this Rif, that even if somebody is puzzled daraisa for Edus, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, he's trusted. Mesiach Lefi Tumo, for Edus Isha. Mesiach Lefi Tumo means if I don't know that you're relying on me for testimony. Somebody comes to me and says, out of the blue, you know this happened? They're just telling me a piece of gossip. So, is that believed by a puzzled daraisa? The Rif says yes for Edus Isha. Mesiach Lefi Tumo, even by puzzled daraisa, is believed for Edus Isha. And the Rashba discusses that over here. Okay, let's continue Vayta. What did we just say? That Rav Menashe says, I can even, who says that a Gazlan Devrayim is Kashalei this Isha, and Darais is Pasalei this Isha, would say here it is okay. So now the Gemara says, Lamer of Yosef, Damar Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe Rav Yosef. Maybe Rav Yosef, who on the bottom, who said, you don't say Pagin and Dibura, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, the woman is not allowed to remarry. Amalach Rav Yosef, and Adam Rabbi Rabbanan, another Rabbi Yosef says, I could also like the Rabbanan. Vishani Edis Isha, Dakila Rabbanan, I was only talking about a case of sodomy. But by Edis Isha, I could be Mekel. Rav Menashe, Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Menashe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi explains that both Rav Yosef and Rava, both Rav Menashe and the Rabbanan, they all want to hold like the Rabbanan. So they all say, I got to like the Rabbanan, and it's the other sheet that holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they're all trying to figure out here. Good. Haraktiv, chulu, haragnuhu, tinasi, vichulu, maishna, haraktiv, maishna, haragnuhu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference between I killed him and we killed him? What's the difference? Why? By we killed him, is it okay? Is he allowed to marry? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ba'omer, ania, yisi, im hargav. That's how we understand. When he says we killed him, we understand him to say that I was by the killing. But not that I took part in it. I was by the killing. Right? Tosfos says, Na'ase ka'omer. That's how we treat it. V'atanya, after all, the Brisa says this as well. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, right, who says that he allows by we killed. Maisa balistim echad she'asa lehare b'megizas kaputkia. There was somebody who was going out to be killed in kaputkia. V'amru lahem, and he said to them, L'chu imru lo le'ishe eisha shimon ben kawain, go out and tell that woman, Ani abrakti es baila, b'knisasi lelud. I killed her husband. She could get remarried. V'amru lo b'knisas olud. Or while he was going into lud. V'si was ishto. So you see, a guy who says that I killed so-and-so, and we allow the woman to get remarried. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that we don't allow it? Amar Laham, he says to them, no, Misham Raya, Buemer Ani Hayisi Im Hargav. No, you got the story wrong. There he said, I was at the murder, not I committed the murder. So therefore, you see, that's what Rabbi Yehuda really means here. I have a holistim tani. What do you mean? It says here he was a bandit. So does that mean he committed the murder? No. Shenitves al yedei listios. I was arrested for being a banditry, but it's not that he did it, actually. But that's like Eric Tani, but he's going out to be killed. Beidina dov dikachavim to lo daiki vikali. Maybe he's a non-Jewish court who's not so careful in terms of who they kill. And therefore, this is a case, says Rabbi Yehuda, a case where he was caught, but he didn't do it. In a chanami, if he did it, then he wouldn't be believed. But in the case where he says, I was just within, I was caught for banditry, so then we would allow to get remarried. Let's just do the Mishnah, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow. And then hopefully, Eidon and the Mishnah of Russia will start with also. Ha'achacham, a similar case to all the ones that we've just had. Ha'achacham, sha'asar ha'sa'isha b'neder al-bayla, if there is a neder that a woman takes on her, and they go to a chacham, and the chacham says, sorry, I can't think of any Pesach. Sorry, this nether stays. So because of that, the husband divorces his wife. Harizeh lo yisa'ena, the rabbi cannot marry this woman. Because again, it looks fishy that the reason that he didn't want him out their nether. Miyana osha chalsa befanav. But if he just happens to be the rabbi that witnesses mi'un, or chalitza yisa'ena, then he can. Mibreishu bezdin. Because then he's just functioning as a bezdin. He doesn't have a hand in the decision that is going on here. Again, rabbanim, more than anybody, have to stay above any type of suspicion, any type of behavior that doesn't look appropriate in front of the rabbim, and that's what the Mishnah here says. Chacham Jasar Asa Isha, then he wouldn't be able to marry her. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight. Navi Shir is up each day. Mitzvah Shir is up each day. Feel free to join us on the OU.org website.